This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة إذ قضي الأمر وهم في غفلة وهم لا يؤمنون إنا نحن نرث الأرض ومن عليها وإلينا يرجعون صدق الله العظيم. So we were discussing verse 39 and we highlighted one of the names of Qiyamah is the day of regret, where a person would regret and lament for his shortcomings. How often in life, as you age and you see things changing and you look with different lenses, like I often quote the words of Muhammad Ali, in which he said, the one who views the world at 40, the same as he viewed the world at 20, has surely wasted 20 years of his life. وَمَنْ عَاشَ فِي الدُّنْيَا طَوِيلًا وَمَنْ عَاشَ فِي الدُّنْيَا طَوِيلًا تَقَلَّبَتْ عَلَىٰ عَيْنَيْهِ حَتَّى يَرَى صِدْقَهَا كِذْبًا. Yes, the poet says, and the one who spends a long life in this world, with the passage of time, many realities will dawn upon him, and he will realize that what he perceived to be true was actually a lie, was false. Well, my brother and my sister, you know what? It takes me into a discussion today, and my mind just tends to incline in that way. The world of metaverse, that's what everybody is talking about. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this world as temporary, as transitory, as fake, as superficial. Mata'ul ghurur, a form of deception. Labaytul ankabut, a spider's web. Awhan al-buyud, the weakest of all homes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ma indakum yanfad, bound to perish. That is the nature of this world. And now people are moving into something which is more fake than the fake world. And that is to move into this digital deception and move into this metaverse. Again, I share with you a verse from the Quran. Somebody asked me, can you share any reflections on this? And I said, I can share a verse of the Quran to you. And he said, subhanallah, which verse are you alluding to? I said, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us regarding the magicians in the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Saharu aqyunan nas. They had cast a spell on the eyes of people. So people were seeing something which was not real and tangible. So the magicians came with their staffs and they came with their ropes. فَأَلْقَوْ حِبَالَهُمْ وَعِصِيَّهُمْ. And what is the proof of this magic? يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ. Wow, look at the verses of the Quran. And that's exactly what metaverse is all about. يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ. It appears to the onlooker. You perceive it to be. Right, yukhayyal, this is how it appears, min sihrihim, because of the spell, because of the optical illusion, annaha tas'a, that it is moving, and people are investing in real estate. Can you imagine where the world is going? When this world is transitory, and the actual world is akhirah, tilka ad-darul akhirah, نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. Allah says that latter abode, and that's the abode of Akhirah, we have secured it and reserved it for those who do not seek prominence and corruption on earth. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from falling victim to these deceptions and these delusions that have been thrown out there. Okay, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ verse 39, and warn them regarding the day of regret. إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ, when judgment shall be passed. Again, Allah didn't say, we translate it as when judgment will be passed. But the translation of قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ is, judgment has been passed. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ, that a group will go to paradise and a group will go to hell. May Allah make us from the former and not the latter. But of course, my brother, we cannot be arrogant because we have no guarantee. We have no guarantee what our last moments would be. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Oh, you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And be certain not to die in any state but the state of iman and submission. So the scholars have raised the question, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has impressed upon us that we must only die in the state of iman. As Allah speaks about the last moments of Ya'qub alayhi salam, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Were you present at the moment when Ya'qub summoned his children and he asked his children, who will you supplicate post my demise? So the question the scholars ask, how can we guarantee our death on iman? And under the write-up here in Ma'riful Quran, it is written that if we live the life correctly, diligently, adhering to the commands of the Almighty, obeying the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, fearing constantly that Allah can take our iman at any time, begging Allah to preserve it, then hopefully we will be amongst those fortunate individuals who will take their last breath as believers in Allah. May Allah make us amongst those fortunate people, because that is the reality, my brother, and that is the reality, my sister. It all boils down to that last breath, leaving this world with iman. That's it. If that breath left our body without iman, then we are losers like no other losers. Then it is permanent doom and destruction. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ. And yet they are negligent, they are heedless, they are oblivious, they are unmindful. وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And they do not want to accept the truth. Verse 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. Surely we shall inherit the earth and whoever is on it. وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. And to us everyone will return. So a father passes away, the son inherits from his father. The son passes away, his son inherits, and so on and so forth. But ultimately, everyone would leave, and death would overpower everyone, and everything returns to Allah. In reality, it belongs to Allah now as well. But as Allah has said, جَعَلَكُمْ وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. And spend from that in which Allah has given you some temporary ownership. He's made you a khalifa, he's made you a deputy. So you in charge. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu used to say, my access to the national treasury, my access to the national treasury is no more than that of the guardian of an orphan to the wealth of an orphan. So we know the Quran says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْمُفْسِدَ مِنَ الْمُصْلِحِ. Regarding the guardian of an orphan, Allah says He knows which guardian's intentions are noble and whose intentions are evil. Are you approaching the wealth of that orphan to usurp it, to embezzle it, to extort from him, or to better his growth and to invest for him? وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْمُفْسِدَ مِنَ الْمُصْلِحِ. You can tell me anything. Allah says, I know whose intentions are noble and evil. So a guardian of an orphan doesn't own that wealth. He doesn't own that wealth. He has to regulate it in the interest. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, my access to the national treasury is like that of Kafilul Yateem, the guardian of an orphan. So Allah has given us this amana. It is in our trust temporarily. And it is how we utilize this in the pleasure and the obedience of Allah. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضَ يَوْمَ نَطُوِ السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. Okay, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضَ. Ultimately, surely, absolutely, وَرَثَ يَرِثُ. We will inherit. It will come to Allah. وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا. And whoever is on the earth. Everyone. Sometimes when I'm driving and you're walking through a CBD, or you're walking through a high street, or you're walking through a buzzing city and it's vibrant and it's a city that never sleeps and it's happening and it's flamboyant, and you picture to yourself a day is going to come, not a soul is going to remain here, and neither a building will remain. Anything and everything you see here is going to perish and it will be reduced to dust. That's the promise of the Almighty, and that is going to happen. But sadly, we become so obsessed with it. We become so obsessed that every person who comes into power assumes that my rule and my power and my empire will never end. Inna nahnu narithu al-ardha wa man 'alayha wa ilayna yurja'un. And ultimately you will return to us. There's no escape from Allah, right? Ya ma'shar al-jinni wal-insi in istata'tum an tanfudhu min aqtari as-samawati wal-ardi fanfudhu la tanfudhuna illa bi sultan. Oh, the group of humans and oh, the group of jinnat, if you have the muscle, the clout, the ability to transcend the skies and the heavens, and you can go out of the atmosphere. Ya ma'shar al-jinni wal-ins in istata'tum an tanfudhu min aqtar, aqtar the plural of qutr, you can disappear. Fanfudhu, then do so. And the academics will tell you, ya al-amru lit-ta'jeez, helpless, you cannot, it's unable, you don't. So there's no way you can escape from the grip and the power of Allah. May Allah grant us the ability to prepare for that inevitable reality, which He sallallahu alayhi wasallam says defines the intelligence of a person. Al-kayyis man dana nafsa. Al-kayyis man dana nafsa. Intelligent is he who subdues his ego. وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. When Aisha radiallahu anha came from Medina and she came for Hajj, and then she came to the grave of her brother Abdul Rahman at the place called Hubsha, and then she stood there and then she said, if I had attended your funeral, I would have not come here today. And thereafter she sang the two couplets, وَكُنَّا كَنَدْمَانَيْ جَذِيبَةَ حِقْبَةً مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ حَتَّى قِيلَ لَنْ يَتَصَدَّعَ فَلَمَّا تَفَرَّقْنَا كَأَنِّي وَمَالِكَ لِتُولِ اجْتِمَاعٍ لَمْ نَبِتْ لَيْلَةً مَعَا. Abdurrahman ibn Abi Mulayka radiallahu anhu narrates the hadith, it is in Tirmidhi, in which this this poem is about, there was a king by the name of Jadhima who centuries ago had ruled in Iraq, and he had two ministers and they were inseparable, and people said, لَنْ يَتَفَرَّقَا, these will never part ways. But when one passed away and the other one had to live on with life, he said, a time came in my life I felt like I had never met with my colleague, because life continued. You had to turn the page and move on. And Aisha radiallahu anha sang these emotional couplets at the graveside of her son, of her brother Abdul Rahman. وَكُنَّا كَنَدْمَانَيْ جَذِيمَةَ حِقْبَةً مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ حَتَّى قِيلَ لَنْ يَتَصَدَّعَ فَلَمَّا تَفَرَّقْنَا كَأَنِّي وَمَالِكَ لِتُولِ اجْتِمَاعٍ لَمْ نَبِتْ لَيْلَةً مَعَا. So you part ways and life moves on, and one person, you know, has left the world, and you say life will never be the same, and probably yes, but you move on, you get married, you relocate, you think you're never going to indulge, and then you pass by that graveyard and you say, yeah, my brother is buried here, almost with calmness and with ease, and the days of tears have moved on. So this world is temporary, it's transitory, our return is ultimate to the Almighty. Okay, so that's verse 40. On that note, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wraps up the discussion of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and Sayyidatina Maryam alayhi salam. We now move on to yet the mention of another prophet and a great prophet, Abul Anbiya, the father of prophets. And who else was that other than Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam? So join along. Verse 41 out of the 98 verses of Surah Maryam, chapter 19 of the Quran. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read to them, narrate to them, inform them about the story, about the tale, about the narrative of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wow, I read something so amazing. Subhanallah, I credit this to the Almighty for putting this in my mind. We're just touching on the topic of Ibrahim. Who was Ibrahim alayhi salam? The people, the general people, made reference to him. Sami'na fatan yadhkuruhum yuqalu lahu Ibrahim. Yeah, there's a young man by the name of, people call him Ibrahim. He's been making some whispers about our gods. This is how society and this is how some people had referenced Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refer to Ibrahim? Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa. In the eyes of Allah, Allah says Ibrahim was a nation by himself. Inna Ibrahim kana umma. He was a nation, qanitan, obedient, hanifa, exclusive to Allah. Walam yakun minal mushrikeen. He was not from amongst the polytheists. So don't concern yourself by the opinion of people. Make sure that your position in the eyes of Allah is noble. What did Aisha radiallahu anha write to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu? فَإِنَّ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ بِمَسَاخِطِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ بِمَسَاخِطِ اللَّهِ يَصِرْ حَامِدُهُ مِنَ النَّاسِ ذَمَّنْ لَهُ وَالسَّلَامِ. La ilaha illallah. One line, but brimming with wisdom. After all, it was our mother Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha. Mashtakala alayna ashabu rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shay'an illa sa'alna Aisha. Whenever we could not resolve an issue, we would knock the door of Aisha and she would resolve it. Aisha radiyallahu anha wrote to Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, the one who disobeys Allah, in a general note of advice to everyone, not implying that Sayyidina Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu in any way had disobeyed the Almighty, but a general advice from Aisha radiyallahu anha, من يعمل بمساخط الله, the one who disobeys Allah, يصير حامده من الناس ذمن له. People who praise him will ultimately criticize him. That's the nature of humans. So the focus should be, what is my position in the eyes of Allah? And Sahaba used to say that in our ranks, we used to refer to Sayyidina Mu'adh as an ummah. Abu Muslim Khawlani says, I entered the masjid of Hims, Damascus. فَإِذَا جَمَاعَةٌ مِّنَ الْكُهُولِ, I found elderly folk sitting. يَتَوَسَّطُهُمْ شَابٌ, in the dead center was a young man. بَرَّاقَ الثَّنَايَا, bright teeth. صَامِتٌ, he was silent. لَا يَتَكَلَّمْ, he would not utter a word. فَإِذَا امْتَرَى الْقَوْمُ فِي شَيْءٍ تَوَجَّهُ إِلَيْهِ, whenever they would dispute in anything, they would resort to him and he would confidently answer them and provide the necessary ruling. فَقُلْتُ لِجَلِيسٍ مَنْ هَذَا, I nudged my companion and I said, who's this young man sitting in the center, surrounded by elderly folks? He said, Hada Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Hada Mu'adh ibn Jabal. This is Mu'adh ibn Jabal. This is the giant. This is the legend. فَوَقَعَ فِي نَفْسِ حُبُّهُ. Since that day, his love had permeated my heart. Okay, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ Ibrahim, and narrate to them the tale, the narrative, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So I told you what was his status, his position in the eyes of the Almighty. Ummah, a nation in submission. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا, he was undoubtedly a Siddiq. He was the most truthful and he was a prophet of the Almighty. Siddiq has many definitions. Some say Siddiq means one who never spoke a lie. Some say Siddiq is one whose actions, utterances have conformity. And of course, the highest level of Siddiq is that of a prophet. The highest level of Siddiq and Sidq and truthful nature is that in a prophet. So a non-prophet can also be Siddiq, can be truthful. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So every Nabi is Siddiq, but every Siddiq is not a Nabi. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was Siddiq and he was a Nabi. That is verse 41, and the discussion will now continue regarding Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Let's just spend a moment or two, since seeing the topic and the introduction of Ibrahim alayhi salam in this regard is on honesty. We live in a world of lies. We will live in a world of lies. A pious person was asked, why don't you speak? He said, خِفْتُ اللَّهَ إِن كَذَبْتُ وَخِفْتُكُمْ إِن صَدَقْتُ. I am afraid of Allah if I speak a lie, and I'm afraid of you if I speak the truth. Because unfortunately in today many settings, there is no transparency. People ask you for the opinion, but you cannot be candid. If you're candid and frank, well, your life is on the line, your job is on the line, everything is in jeopardy. So you are asked for an opinion, but you cannot be frank. You got to walk very sensitively, accommodating the profiles of certain individuals. Otherwise, days are numbered. Days are numbered. That's the brutal truth. That's the brutal truth. If you dare utter something out of line that might infringe or encroach or be an insinuation to any particular personality, lo and behold, you know what? You dig in a deep hole. So why don't you speak? خِفْتُ اللَّهَ إِن كَذَبْتُ, I'm afraid of Allah if I speak a lie. وَخِفْتُكُمْ إِن صَدَقْتُ. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said that إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ Verily, honesty and truthfulness will lead to virtue, and virtue will lead to paradise. And verily, a lie would lead to wrong, and wrong and vice would lead to hell. And he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has made mention of the importance of honesty in so many ahadith. In so many ahadith, he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was saying in a hadith in Bukhari, should I not inform you of the major sins? And the Sahaba said, yes, tell us. He said, al-ishraku billah, ascribing partners with Allah, wa'uququ al-walidain, and disobedience to your parents, wa'kana muttaki'an, and he was reclining, fa'jalasa, he sat up, and then he said, ala wa shahadat az-zur, ala wa qawl az-zur, ala wa shahadat az-zur, ala wa qawl az-zur, to give false evidence, false testimony, false evidence, false testimony, false testimony. Sometimes we just give false evidence in a favor of a person. It's all right, yeah, it's my friend, it's my colleague, it's okay, yeah, just give a good reputation, just give a good report. فَمَا زَالَ يُكَرِّرُهَا, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated it so much that we were almost saying, like, O Nabi of Allah, within ourselves, we got the message. So what's the salient, outstanding feature of Sayyidina Ibrahim? Well, everything was outstanding of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was an ummah, he was Abu al-Anbiya. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us here of Siddiq. And let's make that the takeaway point here, that we can instill and imbibe within ourselves honesty. My son, my daughter, be honest at all times. Be honest at all times. If that can be our value system in our union, in our marriage, in our interactions, then inshallah, we are well on the way to success. May Allah bless us with honesty in all regards. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.